Chisholm, what kind of school?
Elementary.
Yeah. What grades does that include?
First through, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth.
Very, very thoughtful of you.
For the seventh, eighth, and ninth grades, you have to go to Goodwin. And you can't get into the 10th grade, you go to Lee.
Oh, that's pretty smart.
Goodwin is a what?
Junior high school.
And Lee?
He's a high school, yeah.
Okay.
You used to call it Elder Chisholm Grammar School when I was a little kid. You used to always call it Grammar School.
Yeah. And when you went to Chisholm, you started in the
first grade.
Yeah. Okay. What kind of fence would you find around a playground?
Probably a wire fence, a chain link fence or something like that. I don't know, a lot of kind of fences you might find around you. Fences with barbed wire, you know, and different kinds of little chicken wire fences with fine mesh wire. And hog wire, but I forget exactly what the hog wire looks like. Different kinds of wooden fences. You'd have the picket fence. You know, you get that made with palings like that, okay? And then you got a split rail fence. But I doubt you'd see very many of those anymore. You don't see many stone walls, you know, around.
I noticed that.
In Alabama, though.
You ever heard people call it stone fence?
Well, I tell you the truth, they don't have a name for any of them. Mm-hmm. Really, stone wall would be the spur of the moment. You know, there'd be no set name. A stone wall would be something that I would come up with. It'd almost be like a neologism. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, any term I use for that.
What about a building that you'd find in a high school where you'd have indoor athletic events?
Yeah, gymnasium, a gym. Mm-hmm.
What could you do in a gym?
You could shoot basketball, lift weights, you could tumble, things like that. Sometimes you could, most gyms don't have swimming pools or anything like that. You can play a little indoor tennis, like that.
What about place in school where the toilets are located?
Well, your bathroom or restroom, sometimes latrine maybe, a john. The john would be the toilet itself, really.
Okay. What about general terms or slang terms for Orientals?
Chinks, slants.
Is that Orientals in general?
Yeah.
Chinks and slants?
Yeah. Well, same one, same mom.
You got any particular terms for particular Orientals, like for Japanese?
I can tell them apart now. I used to couldn't for a long time. Really, tell them they all look the same. It's like slants to me. But I can tell them apart now. Koreans are stockier built. Okay. And you just have to, in Japanese and Chinese, you can really tell the difference. You don't have to be in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. I can tell a Jap from a Chinese, you know. I guess Jap, maybe, mm-hmm. from a Chinaman. I think that's Vietnamese, isn't it? You know, I don't really, wouldn't use that. Wouldn't say it. Gook?
Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't say it.
So let it describe us, decide where we'll put it down. All right, any kind of slang terms for Roman Catholics?
Papists, no slang terms, you know, just a...
What about?
I don't guess it's their fault.
Fundamentalist Protestant.
No slang terms. Holy rollers, but those are all Pentecostals. Yeah.
Okay. Is Holy Rollers an actual sect, or is it?
Church of God and Pentecostal people, a Nazarene Church of the Nazarene. There are about half a dozen churches of God. They all feud and split off all the time.
Is Holy Roller a derogatory term? Or?